This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Revelation chapter 20. Again, I thank you for taking the time. Study along with us. We are going to look here today at this first resurrection of Revelation chapter 20. Real quick, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. To write me, you can go to Paul, or you can write me at, my email address is Paul@WGODradio.com. If you care to write to me through snail mail on a piece of paper, you can send anything to me here to Paul Esposito, 1150 West King Street here in Cocoa, Florida, 32922. You can write to me that way if you choose, or email. I'd love to hear back from you. And I've heard back from many of you, and many of you are enjoying this study in Revelation, and I'm enjoying it as well going through here. We've been in this for almost a year now. We're almost at the end now. We're in Revelation chapter 20. We left off in our last program with this mighty angel coming down here to earth with a great chain in his hand and the key to the bottomless pit. Now, this is Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. It says he, that's the angel, he cast him into the bottomless pit, and he locked and sealed it over him so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a short time. So he's bound up for 1,000 years, but he's not destroyed. And once he's bound, he can't deceive the nations anymore. So what does that mean? That means he's still deceiving them there today. He's deceiving them until that he's bound. Okay, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And the souls of those who had been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the word of God, and those who had not worshiped the beast or his image, and they did not receive the mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for the 1,000 years. Notice that number is to be taken literal, which is why we are premillennialists. That is, we believe that Jesus Christ is coming back before the 1,000 years. We just saw him come back in the last chapter, chapter 19, verse 11. He was coming back riding on a white horse with thousands of his saints with him. Now you see, now it's judgment time. Now Satan is locked up. Now we see thrones, those that sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the souls of those who had been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus. Wow, isn't that like right out of the front page today? You know, perhaps you could have read this for the last 500 years and said, they don't do that anymore. No one's beheaded anymore on account of the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah? Well, they are today. The souls of those who have been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the word of God. You know, isn't it funny? It seems to me that there's an intolerance here at the end of the age for these two things. As you see here in verse 4, notice this. There's an intolerance for the testimony of Jesus, and there's an intolerance for the word of God. My, my, my. Isn't that something? Imagine that. An intolerance for Jesus Christ and an intolerance for the Bible. How about that? This is the two main things you see out here today. Remember, this is what happened to John. If you go all the way back to chapter 1, it says, John, I was on the island of Patmos on account of the testimony of Jesus and the word of God. This is why he was locked up. These are the two great things to get Christians in trouble today is, number one, the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know, this is a good way to identify who your enemy is. And that is all those that are intolerant to the testimony of Jesus, all those who say, shh, quiet, don't mention his name. Shh, we don't want to offend anyone. And the word of God, those who say you can't have a Bible, you can't have a Bible on your desk, you can't have a Bible on the school bus, you better put a cover on it. Don't. Shh, be quiet. Those things are offensive. All those who say those kind of things to you, maybe not as wild-eyed and crazy as me, some do it quietly. Well, you know, we really don't want to offend anybody. So let's just not talk about Jesus. That's what happens to everyone in the military today. These chaplains are getting court-martialed and thrown out of the service for mentioning the name of Jesus. And the word of God, you can't have a Bible with you hardly anywhere anymore because it might be offensive to someone, just like Jesus said it was going to be that way. And then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. It's just like he said, for all of these years, 2,000 years, there's an intolerance for the testimony of Jesus Christ and an intolerance for the word of God. I take you back to this scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, for we wrestle. Notice that word. Wrestle. It doesn't say we go fishing with or argue with. You wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But, see, this means it's not the person that says these things to you. It's not the person who hates you at work. It's not the person, son or daughter, son-in-law, mother-in-law, friend, co-worker. It's not the person. But you got to look behind the mask. It's one of my favorite sayings. To identify who your real enemy is, you got to peel back the layers and see who it is who's pulling those strings that are behind the scenes. I pray, friend, you would have discernment in recognizing your enemy. Lord, I pray right now, I pray for the gift of discernment for all of us. Help us to see that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Help us to see it's no great surprise if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Help us to see all of those that have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. Help us to see all the evil, self-proclaimed righteous people that are out there. Lord, I pray we'd all would have the gift of discernment. Lord, I pray you would grant that to us. Help us all to have this gift. I know we all want it, need it. It's vitally important, Lord. So I know everyone will be in agreement with me. Lord, we pray you would impart into all of us this spiritual gift of discernment. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. The King James says spiritual wickedness in high places. Understand and recognize, friend, who the enemy is. They'll play their card, and they'll play their whole card to you, and that is those that are intolerant. Now remember, the ones that are intolerant of Jesus Christ and intolerant of the Bible, they don't walk around, they don't have a pitchfork and a red suit on and a tail and walk around with fire coming out of their nose. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform. Meta schema is the word. You know what the word means? It means to change appearance. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds. Same word used for the Lord Jesus Christ when it says he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. Metamorphe. Do you know you and I can do the same thing to a certain degree? We're commanded to. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed. Metamorphe means to change from the inside by the renewing of your mind, but not so with Satan, you see. Where it says he transforms himself, that's the word meta schema. Now, schema means your appearance. Meta means to change. Put it together, what do you have? The devil and his minions, they change appearances. You and I change on the inside to a certain degree, same as the Lord Jesus Christ changed from the inside. His face shone like the sun, and they saw who he really was. You and I can also change from the inside as we spend time in the Word, but the devil changes on the outside. He transforms himself into an angel of light, is meta schema, change appearance. That means like getting a perm. That means growing a mustache, you see, or getting a facelift, or growing a beard. You see, you're still the same old person on the inside. But you've changed your appearance on the outside. That's what the devil does. That's what his demons do. By their fruits, you will know them. You see, all those who say to you, well, let's not offend anyone. Let's just keep quiet about the name of Jesus. That's how you'll know. That's how you'll know the genuine son and daughter of God. And that's how you'll know a demon in disguise. Well, let's just not offend anyone. Let's just put a cover on that Bible. Shh. No word of God allowed here. We can't offend anyone. That's the key word, is offense. That's a stylish word here today. Lest we offend anyone. Recognize your enemy. May God grant to you today the gift of discernment. I just wanted you to see that here at the end of the age, it's the same old thing it's been for 2,000 years, and that is people are offended at the testimony of Jesus Christ, and people are offended at the Word of God. And I want you to see, and for you to beware, look out for demons in disguise who transform themselves into angels of light and ministers of righteousness. They don't have a red suit on and a pitchfork. They're people, perhaps, that you trust, ministers of righteousness, he calls them. Jesus again said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. All those that say this and fail this test to silence you for the testimony of Jesus and for the Word of God, you will know. Everyone in this world, friend, has got to play their whole card, to use an old poker term. Everyone in this world at some time or another is going to put them cards down, and you're really going to know where they stand. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.